Mad Marv's Notebook for August 28th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2015. Well, this Friday, today has been kind of interesting. The office has been more or less quiet. I don't think I had really any phone calls coming in today, so it was really quiet for me. About half of the office in my department, anyway, are either out on some kind of workshop or they're out sick or they're in the field or something. So a very quiet day, kind of a nice contrast to how the week started on Monday with the roof leaking, come to think of it, the electrical problem, the shorting out of the wall plugs in the office still hasn't been resolved yet, and there's another hurricane that's approaching. So it just coincidentally, the hurricane might be passing to the north of the islands right around the time I'm supposed to be leaving for Atlanta. So it's going to be kind of like the same situation as the beginning of this month, where there was a hurricane approaching as I was about to fly off to Vegas. And oddly enough, this seems to happen a lot in the last, it's been years as I can remember. There's always, hurricane season, and for whatever reason, there's a very common track to hurricanes coming from the southeast and going across the island chain or up and along the island chain to the west. And it's always been an if or wait and watch kind of situation, because you're never exactly sure where it's going to go, and that margin of error is fairly wide compared to the size of the islands. So it's always been interesting, and the local news channels have been playing it up for all it's worth to get the ratings out of it. It's like the one time of the year that the local weatherman can actually be important. The rest of the time it's like, typical Hawaii weather, but this past week or so, it's been hot and muggy, no trade winds to speak of, and it's been raining, unexplicably so, to the point where we've had flooding. So, this weather is not characteristic of the typical Hawaiian summer. But anyway, my attention has been focused more towards Dragon Con now. Been looking at the group shoots that have been scheduled so far. My schedule, if I tried to attend as many as I could, how many do I have on the calendar so far? Looks like at least 30, and that's only counting Thursday and Friday. I haven't gotten to the point where I've loaded in Saturday and Sunday's photo shoots just yet. But the sad thing about it is that there's fewer and fewer places that the groups can organize a photo shoot. A lot of the favorite spots have been taken up. A lot of the favorite spots have been taken up by some event or other, another from Dragon Con staff, and they've totally blocked off the 10th floor of the Marriott, which used to be a very nice, wide, and it's been a wide area that has been very sparsely populated and useful for organizing small to medium-sized group shoots. But without that 10th floor of the Marriott, the only place left is in the Hilton, the back patio steps, or maybe the 5th floor, although the 5th floor can't really hold that many people either. So even out on the back patio of the Hilton, Dragon Con has been putting some silly band to play during the convention, and I swear there's no crowd out there at all except for the cosplayers doing their organized shoots, and it's like a total waste of space to put a band out there, and I can't imagine that the band would be happy playing to nobody, and yet that's what's happening. So anyway, that's what's been focusing my attention. Tomorrow I've got a couple of speech contests for Toastmasters, and then Sunday I'm probably going to have to do all of my packing, because the weeknights, Monday and Tuesday are probably going to be filled with other meetings. I won't have much time to do anything, any packing anyway. So things are getting interesting now. I'm trying to wrap up loose ends before I go on my trip. And that'll about do it for today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.